我们今天的题目叫做神的箭 God's Arrows。 Now this is probably the most difficult sermon this year， 也可能是我今年传讲的一个最重要的信息之一。 Now when we say God's Arrows， 在上帝的箭这个题目的时候， I want you to have the most critical concept， 一个很特别的一种的观念。神的箭不是单单要毁灭恶人的，它是要拯救人的。The God's arrow is not to destroy the evil one, but also to save them. 那从另外一个角度来看，我们要知道一件很重要的事情。神的箭，如果你待会我们会看很多的经节，你会看到说，上帝，如果你对恶人这么愤怒的话，为什么那些恶人都活得好好的？ So we're going to look certain verses and you're going to read God really hates those weak people. But why God didn't destroy them sooner? And I want to tell you the revelation I got this morning. 今天早上我在特别为这篇道在询问上帝的时候，上帝说，什么是撒旦？ What's the meaning of Satan? Satan means adversary. Satan will oppose anything God's will. 就是对上帝的旨意呢，撒旦他是从来都是敌对的。那么他的敌对是什么呢？神要射箭在恶人身上，他就去保护恶人。神要祝福好人，撒旦就要去破坏他。 So Satan and his followers will not do the will of God, but exactly opposite of it. If God wants to destroy this person, the dark side will protect him. If God wants to bless those people, guess what? They came to steal, they destroy the blessings. 所以我们可以知道，我们现在在一个 the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness， 在神的国跟黑暗的国度，我们是在有冲突的。我们在任何的时刻，你要看见上帝的作为的时候，一定有撒旦他反对，你一定会看到这样子的事情。 So I want you to let you have this concept， 不是上帝没有祝福你，不是上帝没有祝福我们，是因为我们有拦阻。 It's not because God did not bless us，It's because we have enemies. They steal those blessings from us. 所以让我们去质问上帝，你给我的祝福怎么现在还没下来？ So whenever you question why God, your blessings, why did not come upon me? Why? 那你要知道， you understand this.Because Satan doesn't want you to get it so easily. 因为你的仇敌，我的仇敌，他不喜欢你得到上帝的祝福，所以他要来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。这个就是你跟我面对现在的问题。所以你要真正的清楚明白一件事情，你喜欢与否， whether you like it or not,You are in some kind of spiritual battles. 你就在处在一个属灵的征战当中，不管你喜欢不喜欢。我们的仇敌就是要偷掉你的祝福。 Our enemies try to steal or destroy your blessings. That's how they are. And that's what they are.
这就是你的仇敌啊。 所以你必须要了解你的仇敌他的个性是什么, 他的目标是什么。 他反对一切任何上帝的旨意。
Our enemies, they oppose every single one of the God's will. They don't like it.
所以你要知道我们面对的敌人是谁。 那今天上帝感动我讲这个神的箭,
It's been a long time. It's a long time that God wanted me to preach this. So I knew I had many, many attacks because of this sermon.
为了讲这篇道,我要告诉你,我过去一个礼拜当中受到很多攻击。
Many, many of them, but I want to tell you, I have to say it. I have to preach it. Because this is so important. You have to understand, it's very, very important. There are six parts. So I do it quickly.
有六个部分,我要很快地做。
第一个, let's look at the first part, okay? Now, God's arrow. God is a righteous God. Okay? He is a righteous judge. Read Psalm 7:11.
7:11, that's a good number. 神是公义的审判者,
so it says here that God is a righteous judge and He is angry with the wicked every day.
所以我们上帝是每一天啊,都会向恶人发怒的。
So that's why I tell you in advance.
所以我刚刚先告诉你哦,你要知道, 上帝向恶人天天发怒,可是你没有看到恶人马上受刑罚哦。
So that's, you have to understand. Because Satan protect them.
因为这个恶人呢是撒旦在保护他们，所以呢，所以这个上帝呢虽然对他们天天发怒，他说他们不回头，他的刀磨快了，他的弓上弦预备妥当了，他也预备杀人的器械，他所射的是火箭。
Now God is ready to kill those wicked, but again,
还是撒旦会拦住。 你会想说撒旦是谁啊? 怎么那么大胆?
So you may wonder why Satan is... Who is Satan? How dare he can oppose the will of God? That's Satan.
那就是撒旦。 那么他搭上了箭。
So it means it bent the bows. Make it ready. So that means it's ready. Ready to kill the wicked.
但是上帝还有一个特性,
God also doing something wonderful. He is waiting for you to repent and return to God.
而上帝永远在做一件事情, 祂给人有悔改的机会。 所以上帝祂知道, 但是祂很生气。
But God is angry every day. Whoa. And even Jesus Christ said the same thing. In John 3:36, He said that whoever believes will have eternal life. But whoever believes not, God's wrath is upon them.
所以神的震怒常常在他们的身上。
So God is waiting for the wicked to change, to repent. And that's God's arrow, is ready to shoot. But, two things.
两件事情,撒旦在保护那些恶人。第二,上帝也在忍耐他们,他希望他们赶快悔改。所以这两件事情大家先记好。第二个, the second part, 第二个 part。 神的箭是天上的闪电,目标是无法逃避的恶人。In
Psalm 18:14,
他射出箭来使仇敌四散,多多发出闪电,
使他们搅乱。So this is the parallelism, 就是 Hebrew literature 的 parallelism, 平行体。你可以看到前面那一段话跟后面那一段话是一样的。It's the same concept they, in Hebrew, it says twice. So, 他的这个 lightning, 就是他的剑。So, God's arrow is the lightning. The lightning, 就像我们刚才唱的歌，神的荣耀在天上。God's glory is in heaven.You see, when God put lightning with this thunders, and whenever you see the lightning, you hear the sound, thunder. 那意思就是说，上帝的荣耀在那个地方，那是上帝警告恶人，他的剑已经准备好了，闪电如剑。Okay, so and in Psalm 21.Verse 12, 诗篇21篇12节，他说：你必使他们转背逃跑，向他们的脸搭箭在弦。那这个字在其他的翻译它是倒过来的，它是说神你向他们的脸搭箭在弦，所以他们赶快转身而跑。所以刚好跟和合本的刚好是反过来。那神警告恶人，他的箭已经好了。So God's arrow is already ready on his strings. And God's arrow is aiming at their faces. 那为什么他要搭箭在对他的脸呢？而不是心脏，也不是其他的部分，他特别是他的脸呢？ So I ask God andThis is what I get. Because God's arrow is aiming their faces. They're going to lose their face. 他们要丢脸的。因为神的箭射来的时候，他们要丢脸的。你说他们的丧命 is not a physical death. 而是他们的名声要扫地。这是上帝的箭 So not necessary God's aiming at them and want to shoot them to death. No, God want them to lose their face. How? You see the third part. So 在你天上看见上帝打来的时候，它是一个警告 It's a warning if they see lightnings, just like arrows. God is sending his warnings to the world. It means, repent. I'm watching over you. 好像是在跟世界人讲说，你们赶快悔改吧，我看着你们。好， the third part. 第三，就是在神的箭惩罚说谎者。审判做讲见证的人。You know, our news media is no justice on media, okay? Media is always biased. 媒体都是不公平的。所以如果你看到任何一个报道，你会被它激起你的仇恨情绪的话，那你要小心。The media never justice, okay? Never. They have their agenda. They want you to believe something. They want you to hate someone to achieve their agenda. 我们上个礼拜也谈到，我们面对媒体，他们有他们的目的，他们有他们的目标的。他要你恨什么人，他要你不喜欢什么事情。他会把很多的报道偏向于他要你去想象的那一方向。They report things that would direct your thoughts, manipulate it so you can agree with them. 这媒体会报道扭曲事情，让你去跟他的想法一样。So, news media never injustice. No. 所以我们在读新闻的时候，你要特别的小心。Now, why God put one of the Ten Commandments? 上帝放了十诫当中 ，Do not do the false testimony. 不要做假见证。为什么 ？Why? Why God hates lying? Because lying will manipulate things into the wicked thinking. 你那个媒体报道歪曲扭曲你的时候，你就会被他牵着鼻子走啊。他要牵着你往东，你就往东；往西，你就往西。That's the news media. So God's error is going to punish those news media. How? 为什么？如何呢？你要去看诗篇六十四篇啊 ，Psalm 64:7 and.神要赦他们，他们忽然被箭射伤，他们必然半跌，被自己的舌头所害。凡看见他们的，必都摇头嘲笑他们。众人都要害怕，要传扬神的工作，并且明白他的作为。Now, if you read Psalm 64 from verse 1 to verse 7-8, you know exactly what I try to say. 原来恶人都是在讲谎话，他们在扭曲事情，所以上帝说神要赦他们。 God will shoot them and they will be wounded all of a sudden. So that's lying. You know, 在媒体还有一个更可恶的，一个媒体最可怕的就是他不报道。 The other thing, the other lying thing is he does not report anything that against his own agenda. And news media never reports something that against their agenda.因为媒体不会报道跟他们的目标是相反的，他不会的，这个是最可怕的，他不报道。最有名的例子就是我们在报道那个绿葵，绿葵是有效的，你这个 news media 你根本看不见。在上个礼拜一，有一群美国人，美国医生，他出来强烈报道说：“哎，有效哎，有效哎！我们放在 YouTube， 我们放在那个 Facebook， 一天之后就全部被下架了。” Now news media do not want these things be opposed, be exposed. Okay, it's not their agenda. 为什么？为什么我们现在我们？所有的人都在期待有 vaccine， 然后 we want to have a wonderful cure， 又有一个很神奇的药来治疗这些的问题。But you know what? They don't want HCQ because it's only few dollars you can cure these diseases， 就几块钱呢、啊，氯喹跟阿奇梅加上 zinc。就可以治疗刚刚开始被 COVID-19 这个病毒哈，你要用这三种药混合的时候，治愈率在80-90%。但是很多州都禁止用这个药，你有没有觉得很奇怪 ？Why? Because there is a money involved here. 如果将来有一个新的好的Vaccine， 神奇的药可以治疗。That's hundreds dollars.
那是几百块。如果你会打算盘的话 ，if you really smart how to make money, okay, you will not allow those cheap drugs to be exposed, saying this can cure the COVID-19. 这个是不可以的，因为有太多的利益在这个新闻里面，所以他们赶快全部把它拿下来。了解我的意思吗？他们赚钱的东西啊，这些几个大的药厂。他们要赚钱啊，所以他们就撒下了天大的谎言 This is a lies. And because President Trump promote this and they say this is not. 我告诉你，我一个亲戚跟我讲，他说这个 President Trump 是一个 nuts， 他怎么可以用这个药，还用这个药来 prevention， 笑掉他大牙。我最亲爱的家人，他告诉我这件事情，我说你被 brainwash， 他还跟我唱反调，差一点跟他吵起来。可是我跟他讲，我说你不晓得，你不晓得媒体这么可怕， they are lying， they don't report the right thing， they don't report the truth。 So 弟兄姐妹， you have to understand God is not happy with it。上帝他要怎么样，还要射向他们的脸。那么在两个礼拜前，当我这个讲到这节经文的时候，那当天下午我就有一个人就发了一个信息给我。 I think about 2 weeks ago I mentioned about this. God is gonna to make them lose their face. 我那天下午就收到了，有一个 I don't know if you remember this. There's a news. A 16 years old wearing a hat with "Make America Great Again" as a red hat. Okay, 一个戴红帽的一个16岁的男的年轻人，他这样那个 "Make America Great Again." M A G A. 然后呢 ，news media CNN and other major news media call that.16-year-old boy, racist. 就跟他讲说他是种族歧视。所以这个16岁的年轻人呢，他觉得我很无辜啊，我只是戴了一个红帽子，然后跟一个印第安老人在唱那个印第安的歌，那个 video 被拍下来，然后网传就说大家就说这个人是种族歧视者，这个人是种族歧视者。Now, 这个16岁的小男生呢，他就告了八家媒体，现在有两家已经跟他和解了 ，pay millions, millions, millions to this 16-year-old. 所以当你戴了一个帽子 ，didn't say anything, and people just say you are the racist, 因为你戴了川普的那个 Make America Great Again.So they have to pay for it. 这个自己真的让他们很丢脸了。所以你要知道，我们已经开始看见这些媒体要开始丢脸了。So in your prayer, 在你我的祷告，你要跟上帝祷告说，上帝啊，你要让更多这样子的箭射向这些媒体。了解我的意思吗？你要让他们丢脸，你要让他们怎么样，自食其果。Amen。那这个就是我今天要讲的一个很重要的原因之一啊，因为你在背后说人家坏话毁谤人，好像就是埋伏在暗处射箭，但是现在上帝在上天射箭，就是射那些坏蛋。So, whatever you judge people, you will be judged.You judge people just like you shoot at them when they don't know where it's coming from. But God knows, and God will shoot at the news media. 上帝会射向这个媒体，因为他们怎么样对待人，上帝也要同样的对待他们。所以 you see,It hasn't been finished yet. Verse 9 says, 众人要害怕，要传扬神的工作，明白他的作为。
So everybody will know what's happening. This is the act of God. 他们要害怕。So, I pray the news media, they're going to clean up their own mess. 在媒体他们要自己怎么样？自己要清理他们搞了这些乱七八糟的事情。因为他们没有报道实情，他们只是在增加仇恨。They want you to hate Trump, the elected president of the United States. You know, when Obama was in office, 在奥巴马总统在他的总统办公室的时候 ，I don't like him. 我不喜欢他了，因为很明显他是一个回教徒啊 ，because he is a Muslim, so obvious. But I still pray for him.我还是为他祷告 Because God says you have to pray for the leaders. I did. But what happened now in Trump? You can mock him. The news media mock him every single day. 你要看到我们的媒体从来没有一天讲过他好话 Never once.Something good about him never reported. 从来不会报道任何有关他好的消息，因为那个跟他的 agenda 不一样。了解这个意思吗？但这个，你如果说你看到一个报道，那总是说这个人好的不得了，那个一定有问题。你一直看到有人报道说这个人坏的不得了，那一定有问题。So, you know,You have to be careful reading the news because they all have their own agenda. 他们都有他们的计划，他们都有他们的目标。So whatever you do, make sure you understand. And that's why I ask everybody, read your Bible. 你要读神的话。Because the Bible,as truth, 有真理，有实际的东西。你如果你常常去读那些新闻，我告诉你很麻烦，很容易被他 manipulate, 很容易被他引导到跟神的旨意违背的地方，因为他们很厉害。你要知道 ，news media is smart, cunning. You better be careful about it.所以我们求神的箭射向媒体跟做假见证。So my prayer, you know, I put the line there. 我就把第三点，我把它划线。我要让他们的谎言彼此揭发，互相羞辱，做假见证的媒体。That's my prayer. I pray those medias, they'll expose each other shamefully. So that's my prayer.And I think it's going to happen this month and next month. Pastor Allen said that. You're going to see. There's something going to happen. God's arrow is upon them. It's shooting at them. The fourth part, this is always getting more interesting. Huh? 神的箭是耶稣基督。就是你跟我是福音的箭 Now we talk about those God's arrow Like you know shooting at the wicked But now I want to direct your attention to God's arrow is an arrow of gospel It's a good news You say wow Yes That's how beautifulOur good news is in Isaiah 49:2, the second part. 又使我成为磨亮的箭，将我藏在他的箭袋当中。It means that you and I, no, not you and I, it's Jesus Christ is a polished arrow in God's quiver. 那第四十九章讲到神的仆人。Isaiah 49 talks about the servant of God. He's like a polished arrow.
所以他是磨亮的剑啊，也就是你跟我啊。那么我们再看诗篇四十五篇第五节 ，Let's see Psalms 45:5。他说：“你的剑锋快，射中王心，万民扑倒在你之下。”意思就是说，你的剑锋快，万民扑倒你的以下，射中敌王的心。Now I have to say that in Psalms 45:5,
you have to read it in spiritual terms.你要从一个属灵的眼光来看，他说：“你神的箭哦，射中敌王之心 ，is king's enemies. In king's enemy, people will fall upon you. 上帝不是在对所有的人射箭让他死掉，而是神的箭。”好像主的话刺入人的心，让他悔改，扑倒，跪在主的面前认罪悔改。So spiritually, it means the word of God pierces your heart, your my heart, and we fell down to repent to Lord Jesus Christ.In order to do that, you take care of the king's enemy. You take care of the
Satan.
你要先打败魔鬼。所以意思就是说，上帝先擒贼先擒王，先把魔鬼射杀，让他暂时失去能力，所以他可以把这一些的人从福音上把他赢回来。那 this is the error ofGospel. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. They want you and me. 神的箭要射向那些还没有信主的人。How many of your family members they still not receive Jesus Christ? 你有多少的家人还没信耶稣的？你在你的祷告的时候，拿起神的箭射向你的家人，要让他们。悔改接受耶稣 That's how you pray. You pray God. Your arrows of gospel. Shoot at them. So let them confess their sins and repent. Turn back to you. 这就是圣，这个就是福音的箭。So up to this point now,So if you say, Pastor, how can I pray for our governor? 我们怎么对我们加州州长祷告呢？你可能会以为啊，牧师，你讲到现在，可能一箭就把他给杀了。I say no. First of all, you pray God 给他一个福音的箭射向州长。了解我的意思吗 ？You shoot this the gospel arrows to the governor Newsom and ask God, give him the chance to repent and return back to you. If not, 如果不的话，你再给他 righteous arrows, okay? 你再给公义的箭再射他吧。了解我的意思吗? You understand what I'm saying? We want Governor, you have an opportunity to repent. But if you insist, then you have to take your consequences. 你要自己负责任。And this coming Thursday, we're going to have a gathering in the state capital, Sacramento.在8月13号
我要去，我要去抗议，我要去抗议啊！抗议什么 ？Because Governor Newsom disallowed church to singing and chanting. So we're gonna oppose that. Okay? 所以他不允许我们教堂里面可以唱歌，可以呼口号。Are we gonna oppose them? This is our First Amendment right. 这是我们宪法的第一修正案 ，right? You have It's a religious gathering. No government can intervene in any capacity, not even COVID-19. 你要知道美国的建国历史。If you go back the history of America, it's because the religious persecution. 那是因为宗教的破坏，所以 a lot of people came from the Europe.To United States, 他们从欧洲到了美洲，为了逃避什么？逃避宗教迫害。So they defend their freedom of religion. They came to United States. Now Governor Newsom want to persecute church. So I'm going to say something about it.So one of the reasons I'm preaching this is because this coming Thursday I'm going to be in the state capital.
这个礼拜四我就要去了，所以为什么我要讲神的诫？
Because that's you and me.
接下来 we still have two parts.
Are we getting more interesting?
越来越有兴趣了哈。因为这后面两个讲的跟你我很有关系啊。
Now the fifth part,
神的诫是培育神国的下一代。
Now I want you to understand fully. This is very important. In Psalm 127 verse 4 and 5,Now, this is very important.
我们一起来读哈。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
Now, if you read without attaching the kingdom of God to these two verses.You're gonna miss a lot.
如果你没有把神的国度放在这里面的话，你以为就是说啊，我需要人多嘛，多生一点，我可以跟敌人抗争嘛。但是你要在一个神的国度来这边看
，You have to view it from the kingdom of God.
你要从神的角度来看这一节的经文。
So it says as arrows.In the hands of the mighty man, so the children of the youth.
你在少年时生的儿女，好像勇士中的剑，就是越生越多，越强壮的意思。
Now,
我们要讲说你下一代
，you and me. Okay, I'm 63 now.I'm thinking about my next generation a lot.
我已经63岁，我现在一直在想，我们将来教会要交给谁？我的教会将来会变成什么样子
？I started to pray about.
我已经开始在祷告了。我们教会的下一代，神国的下一代，是我们的未来。
Next generation is church future.If we don't have next generation, we become dying church.
如果我们没有去教育培育下一代，我们就是濒临死亡的教会。 There are a lot of churches that I know of today in Bay Area. 在
文湾区的教会里面 ，I know
many of them are dying. 我知道很多的教会他们正在死亡当中。Why? Because they don't have next generation. 因为他们没有下一代，他们的成员逐渐老去，没有希望。Your next generation will become your generation protection and provision. 你的下一代成为你将来神国度里面的保护者，也是供应者。以后你们的服侍，你的恩膏，你的征战是下一代来承接。 Your ministry, your anointing, your spiritual battles, who's gonna do it? Your next generation. 就是你神国的下一代要承接。 So church, 教会要培养下一代啊，要让他们成为一个 overcomer, generals,You have to be familiar with the spiritual battles, you know your enemies. And when you're growing older, you start to teach your next generation. 我们代代相传啊，我们这一代要负责教导下一代，下一代要负责下下代。 Because,We are the heirs of Jesus Christ. 我们是谁的剑啊，弟兄姐妹？如果说你要从一个神国的角度来看 ，If you view these two verses from the point of Jesus Christ, you and I become His heirs. 我们生啊，我们要生养众多 ，spiritually.You have to give birth a lot of young generations, become Christians, become sons and daughters of God. 你成为上帝的儿女。And you know what? We are all the 14th generation. 我们都是上帝的第十四代。Because, 因为我们都是弟兄啊，我们都是姐妹啊。我们都称出我们的神是阿爸父，都称呼我们的耶稣是主耶稣，我们都是第十四代。 If you read Matthew first, you see we are the 14th generation. All the Christians are 14th generation. 第十四代。 You know how meaningful 14 is? 十四是什么意思呢？ 14 means servant.十四就是代表是仆人的意思。 So you and I, we need to give birth to the 14th generation. 第十四代，你跟我，我们都要去生，都要去养，都要去培育，培养，让神国的剑用不完，让神国的剑胜过仇敌。 So whenThey should not be ashamed when they speak to the enemies in the gate. 就是在城门口跟仇敌对话的时候，他们也不至于羞愧。It makes the kingdom of God if there's enemies from Satan, 从撒旦来的这些的仇敌，你跟他们对话，你也不会害怕，你也不会羞耻。因为我的下一代已经准备好了，随时可以打仗。Because my generation, my next generation, they are ready. They are ready to the battleground. They are not afraid. 而且我们培育下一代，他们就是可以随时去征战了。他们不害怕，因为他的爸爸、他的妈妈、他们的牧师告诉他们说：“你不要害怕。”Because 我们这一代给他们做一个榜样，我们不害怕。So, church, our next generation,
very important. 我认为 in my opinion, our next generation and teaching to spiritual growth is probably the two most important ministry in the church. 在教会里面的服事，帮助弟兄姐妹属灵成长跟培育下一代，这是两个最重要的。 So certain people that ask me, Pastor Allen, what is the most important ministry in your church? 有人问我说，哎，刘牧师，你们教会里面最重要的服事是什么服事？ Guess what I said? This is a few years ago. 这几年前就有人问我，你们要听我的回答吗？ You want to see my reply?I said children ministry. 我说是我们的小朋友的服事。Children means also teenagers and our children's ministry. 我觉得 because you are our future. 你是我们未来的希望。Without you,we're nothing. Without the next generation, we are dying. So I know this long time ago. I know it's in God's heart. Prepare our next generation. Ready to fight. Ready for Jesus.That's the most important part. 好，最后一个部分 The last part of this sermon is the arrow of victory. 得胜的箭。我们在王下十三章十六节 Second Kings 13 from 16 to 19我们一起用中文读哈，来，又对以色列王说，你用手拿弓，王就用手拿弓，以利沙按手在王的手上，说，你开朝东的窗户，他就开了，以利沙说，射箭吧，他就射箭，以利沙说，这是耶和华的得胜箭，就是战胜亚兰人的箭，因为你必在亚佛攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽他们，以利沙又说，取几支箭来，他就取了来。以利沙说：“打地吧！”他打了三次，便止住了。神人向他发怒，说：“应当击打五六次，就能攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽。现在只能打败亚兰人三次。” So this is the story of Prophet Elisha.Or Elisha. This king of Israel, Joash, he said in the previous verse, he said, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. 我父我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。一个人就是他的战车马兵。Now I thinking about the thing. Elisha is the successor of Elijah. But who successed Elisha? Elisha 的后代是谁呢？ No one. So, but this king says, "My father, my father."他在讲说我父啊我父啊的时候 It also reminds me 也提醒了我我们老的时候你要把你的恩膏你的祝福要传给下一代 So you have to pass down your blessings to your next generation You seeYour spiritual children waiting for your blessings. 你的属灵下一代在等待你来祝福他们。 这个祝福到哪个地步呢？以色列跟亚兰人 So Israel and Syria they battle all the time and most of time the Syrians won the battles so 以利沙就帮助他他说你朝东射箭 So Elisha said This is the arrow of victory And look carefully in verse 16 It says Elisha lay hands on king's hands 就是在这个王的手上面以利沙的手放在他的上面那是恩膏那是传递他说你射箭吧他就射他射的时候以利沙宣告这是战胜耶和华的得胜箭 This is the arrow of victory This is God's arrow of victory So he shoot Wow, all right, yeah. Victory, yeah. Victory, yeah. But in the next verses, it says, 拿一些箭来, pick up some arrows and strike the earth. Strike the earth. And 你会想说哎呀以利沙啊你就告诉他打个五六次就算了嘛你干嘛呢 No、This is the revelation from God、okay? 你可能会讲说以利沙啊如果说这么重要你就告诉他多打几次嘛 But Elisha didn't say anything Elisha only says Strike the earth Smite the earth因为以利沙他要根据以色列王他打几次他才能够发预言 Now this is the revelation Now you have to be careful okay? If you walk in this spiritual You have to understand the meaning of it 如果你走在这个属灵里面你要知道这个意思以利沙没有告诉他说你要多打几次他什么都没有说他说你击打地吧他打三次所以你只能赢三次为什么因为 The reason is If you believe what I just said This is the arrow of victory 如果你相信我刚刚讲的是得胜箭的话你就会多打几次你真的就把这个得胜的箭打地要告诉你我的决心要让这个得胜的箭要成就在我的身上 So you will strike the ground many many times to ensure this is the victory this is God's victory it's gonna be 实现在我身上This is how desperate you are. 你不要学这个王打三次就算了。我们有些人他的祷告说上帝你要成就就是你成就了。你要川普当选你会让他当选我有没有投票没关系。Now this is the wrong idea, okay? 如果说上帝要川普当选也要透过你的投票。Amen? 了解这个意思吗如果上帝的旨意是要他这个人怎样的话你要去参与啊你不去参与那你就怎么样你就像这个地方你可能就打一次你现在为川普祷告你就拼命打川普当选川普当选川普当选这是上帝的旨意你没有停啊 You will not stop strike the earth So, 这个王应该要做什么要王一直打打打等到以利沙说停了
So you have to strike on the ground, boom, smite it, until the prophet said enough. 所以我们对于神的启示、神的带领，我们一直祷告到上帝说够了，可以了。了解这个意思吗？ You have to keep on doing it what God says, what the prophet says, until he said enough. 这就是你要做的。他叫你极地，你就极地，就一直打，打到他说 OK 了。了解这个意思吗？哎，我们知道这是上帝的旨意， OK， 我就拼命祷告，祷告他成就为止， Amen。 That's what you learn today, OK? God's arrow. Need our prayer. We pray until it fulfills. 我们要一直祷告，祷告他成就为止，不要学这个王，只能打败三次。本来是得胜的剑，变成人只能打败三次，然后三次之后，仇敌又赢了。So that's the spiritual lessons you have to learn today. Keep praying until it's fulfilled. 继续的祷告，一直到成就为止。Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Until you're sure.It's happened. 就像我跟大家讲的，礼拜二晚上十点半祷告到心放下来了，平安了。我说感谢赞美主，也要到祷告到那个程度，平安，哇，上帝答应。Now that's the key. We want everybody to become an overcomer.Become victory on every single thing. 我盼望我们每个人都是得胜者。我盼望我们每一个人在祷告的事情上面都是这样子得胜。不要放弃。你要祷告什么事情，要等到他的成就。就像我们现在为我们亲爱的 Julia 姐妹，我们祷告她怎么样，要快快乐乐、健健康康的出院，然后回到家以后还继续祷告。祷告他完全康复为止。We pray until it completely healed. That's the secret of victory. 所以我们宣告，你跟我 ，You and I, we are the arrow of victory. What? We want to win over this news media.We want to win over those against Jesus Christ. 所有反对耶稣的人，所有假冒为善的媒体的谎言，让我们用磨亮的剑和下一代的剑不断的击打他们，就是祷告他们 until we make it, 直到仇敌被歼灭为止。 Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.我们做个祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，也谢谢主你让孩子能够把这个很不容易的这一篇道讲完。我们求主你保守我们的心，保守我们的心怀意念，也让我们真正的带着神的剑发出去，不管是福音的剑还是公义的剑。I know God, you are waiting us to activate the God's arrows. Whether it's shooting at the wicked or shooting at them with your gospel, you're waiting us to activate because you already give us this authority. 因为你已经给我们这个权柄，主啊，我们要应用它。我们要应用，我们要得胜，我们要培育我们的下一代，我们要让下一代兴起来，我们要让下一代准备我们下一代他们特别有的属灵征战。主啊，我们求你帮助我们在这个时刻复兴我们的教会，然后我们的整个的人被上帝的话激励，被上帝的话带领，也让我们恩膏我们的下一代，我们个个都要做一个得胜者，让我们祷告持续到
完全应验为止。谢谢主，祝福我们，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。